Well, amen, amen. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you on this My Gift to Jesus Monday. Father, you told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. Father, we thank and praise you for the gifts that we talked about, what we bring to you. And Father, we thank you that we walk diligently in those gifts. They're not just words that we speak, Lord, but those are things that we in our hearts know that we would do. Father, we thank and praise you for this morning call, this TMC call. We thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Oh, Father, will you please rest and abide in their hearts, Lord, and in the hearts of their families during this time, oh, God. Father, will you just please be everything they need you to be. We thank you for strengthening them to get through Thanksgiving. And we know, oh, God, you're going to put some super on that their natural strength to just have them rejoice and get through this Christmas holiday season. And not only them, but, Father, so many others as well. Father, we thank and praise you for ordering their footsteps, and we thank you for abundance and blessings in their lives, as well as in the lives of the Diaz de Leon family. Father, we thank and praise you for this week we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we come and we bow down before you, giving you honor, giving you glory, oh, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every caller who is on the line this morning, our TMC family. Oh, Lord, now we just ask that you continue to rest and abide with them, Lord. Let the word that goes forth this morning transform their lives, oh, Lord. And we thank you so much for them taking time out during this week, which is so full with hustle and bustle, but they decided to start out their day with the TMC. Bless them and their families. Bless their going out and coming in Jesus' name. Well, now we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa, who will bring us the word on this Christmas week. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have already downloaded a mighty word, a word, oh God, that will just pierce our hearts and, yes, soothe our souls. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the airwaves are already clear. Satan has no place on it, and this word will go forth with clarity, unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. It has already, oh God, the atmosphere has already been shifted to accept the word. Now, Lord, we just thank you for this time together, and we ask that you forgive us of all of our sins and give us the mind of Christ during this Christmas week and always, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Merry Christmas, my TMC family. I love you. I love you. I love you. I will now turn the call over to our host. And remember, our dear sister Gwen Deity, if you should want to give a Christmas gift to TMC family this week, please let it be to our dear sister who has been so faithful to the TMC. I turn the call now over to our host. Are you there, Minister Robin?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to each and every single one of our TMC family members. My name is Robin Wilson, and I'm here in New Jersey. And my gift to Jesus would be my heart, letting him know that whatever he needs, whatever he would want me to do, I would want to come to him and be able to do that without any of me getting in the way. We welcome you to the Master's Call, and we are honored, and we are so glad that you are here with us, family members and friends, during this time. And we celebrate Jesus every single day of our lives, but because this is the time that we've dedicated to celebrate his birth, we say Merry Christmas to you, and we are so excited about what God is going to do in each one of your lives. The Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010, by two awesome women of God, our Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She lives in Dallas, Texas. We love them. We honor them. We respect them, and we thank God for what they are doing in the kingdom of God and for this call. We have a scripture that we stand on, and feel free to go to Psalms 88:13, and you'll read there. It states, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And many of us on this call, we are believers and we put God first. Just as it was said, we seek his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing things. And because of that, our mission statement is being reflected in our lives. We are being enriched, we are being enhanced, and we are empowered believers as we go forward and begin our day. We have an email address for you, family, and the email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. You can send us your prayer requests, your praise reports, anything that you would like to just share with us. We would be glad to receive it at that email address. We're also looking for prayer warriors. There's never too many. We want men and women. Come join us, and you can send that request there, and either one of the co-founders or myself as the prayer general will get back to you and invite you into our family. We have a website address for you. It is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. All of our messages from day one have been archived. You can listen to them, put them on your websites, email them to friends, download them, whatever you want to do. The word is full. The word will fill you. The word will be able to be imparted to others. So feel free to go there. This is our inspirational call, and this is where we get the word of God, because many of us are Artists International distributors, and Artists was founded by the Diaz de Leon family, and you'll find out more about Artists and what we do and what we stand for on our motivational call. And the MMC call is immediately following this call. It is hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook. Good morning, Godmother. We know her as the Godmother also. And let me go ahead and give you that number. That number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-pound. And what I'm going to do is I'll give you that number again with additional announcements for you, but I'm going to tell you about the woman of God. She's one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We love her. We know her as our Mother Ego. She's the co-founder of this call. She is also the senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center. She's a victorious woman of God, a faithful woman of God, faithful to her mom. She's an Artists International distributor, and I can go on and on and on about her, but most importantly, Jesus is first in her life. She's been a mentor and very instrumental in my life, and I know that she's done the same to many of you on the call, and she's here to serve God's people. And without any further interruptions, I am going to call to the line Dr. Vanessa, and I say Merry Christmas to you. Are you there, Dr. V?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for that heartfelt greeting this morning. I bring all of you greetings from Dallas, Texas, this Christmas Eve morning. Had to crawl over little nephew and nieces and family everywhere here in the house, but just grateful. Thankful for this time and this season. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for spiritually greeting the people of God unto this call where you felt the love and the compassion of Christ, where we're ready to hear a word from the Lord. And I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord has already greeted you on this call. I do not ever take it for granted, the opportunity, the privilege that you have afforded Dr. PK and myself by hooking up to this vision, this mandate, and this daily mission that God has given us since they told you, October 25th, 2010, we have begun this journey to edify, encourage, enlighten, and empower God's people day in and day out. And in this season of Thanksgiving, where we are celebrating the true reason for this awesome season, which is a happy birthday to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We've been in a series where we've been talking about, I'm blessed to be a light and shed his light on others. And I want to finish up that series today as we prepare our hearts and our minds toward really focusing in the hustle and the bustle of the shopping and the traveling and family and food and good fellowship and love and laughter. And as I said, little ones crawling all over you, just loving on you. You just remember we have so much to be grateful for. We are blessed to be a light and shed his light on others. We started out this series talking about even what the word bless means, to praise, to celebrate, to evoke God's sanctimonious, consecrated word on others. And we always want to remember that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, that you and I are blessed by God to be a blessing. We talked about earlier about Hanukkah and the history of Hanukkah and how our Lord and Savior Jesus, it was recorded in John 10, went into the Festival of Lights, which is what Hanukkah means, and how we as Christians, the internal light of Christ should shine out of us where people see the countenance of God in us. We are the light of the world. And during this Christmas season, we have the awesome opportunity and privilege to bring the world to the light of Christ. I always say even the hardcore heathens, they feel the spirit of hospitality, the spirit of love, the spirit of helping our brothers and sisters in this season. And we want to take that opportunity every time we can shine some light in those dark situations to glorify our Lord and Savior. We gave the acronym for light as love inside. You know, that's that Holy Spirit burning inside of us, the love inside, giving heartfelt thanks. When you have the love of Christ inside of you, you want to give it away. You want to have the heart, the mind, the attitude, the posture of Christ, heartfelt, and always showing thanks. Why? Because we're blessed. That's our confession. That's our decree. I'm blessed to be a light and shed his light on others. We talked about in previous times together how that L in light talked about us first looking for opportunities to serve, to show the agape love of Christ. I've given you, you know, I'm the acronym queen. I've given you an acronym earlier for love, living, overcoming victoriously every day. My mother has a saying, she said all our lives, sometimes you got to love the hell out of people because some folks have a lot of hell in them, and the love, the agape love of Christ will win them over. We talked about the other L, leading others, showing them the way with the good news of the gospel of Christ. And then the I, we talked earlier about we must have intimacy with Christ so that we can attain that light, but utmost maintain the light of Christ in us, intimately knowing his voice, knowing how he moves, flows through each and every one of us. We talked about having the image, the other eye in light, the image of Christ to be reflected in our lives, not just because we have on a Jesus pin, and that's good, and the bumper sticker on our car, that's awesome, but there ought to be a light inside of us, in the countenance of our smile, in our disposition with others that reflects the image of Christ every day. And how do we get there? We stay involved in the process. All of us are on a journey to be more like Jesus and to submit to the purging, the pressing, the pruning that he does in each one of us. We got to stay involved in our own deliverance. And we talked about with the other I that as we stay involved, we'll be informed, we'll be hungry to eat and chew on God's word, to meditate on his word because we love him. Some of us on this line can tell you every designer purse, every latest style. Why? Because you love fashion. You love makeup. Some of you brothers, and you know every sports statistic, who traded who. You can tell me everybody who won and lost in football yesterday. Why? Because you love sports. Not a problem, but we ought to be more informed on what changes our lives, which is knowing the Word of God. Lastly, together, we talked about the G in light. We talked about the amazing grace, but not just grace as unmerited favor, but grace as what enables us to keep on keeping on when we don't know how to even walk on through some valleys, through some knockouts, TKOs, through some disappointments that dipped us low. We keep on saying, God, I don't know how I made it to this 24th day of December, but you enabled me with a grace where I didn't lose my mind. I didn't go postal. I didn't hurt others that hurt me badly. Your grace, ha, was sufficient. Feel a little preach coming on. All right. Then we talked about the G of the gates. Our heart swings back to allow the love of Christ in us to flow out of us. But the gate can also be a barrier, meaning you don't let folks dump in your spirit what you can't do, where you never be, what you won't ever become. Ah, you're not a Holy Ghost garbage pail. Oh, you're a glory carrier, carrying the glory of God. Why? Because our theme, I'm blessed to be a light and shed his light on others. Light, love inside, giving heartfelt thanks. And we also, last time, together with that G, we talked about which we got to be rooted and grounded in his word, knowing his word for ourselves. It's great to have the grace. It's great to have the gate, the boundary of his word. But let's make sure we're rooted in God's word. And when life squeezes us, which it will, when people let us down and we let others down, which we will, we're rooted and grounded knowing that our God is able. And we lastly talked about the life of God is truly a gift. Oh, he went to the cross for the gift of our salvation, for the substitution, for that big word, propitiation, the bridge to unite us back to him. He's the light shining inside of us. I'm blessed to be a light and shed his light on others. That was the Holy Ghost overview till we get today to our letter H. Oh, with H, we want to be holy and pure in our actions and honorable with our attitudes. Be holy, excuse me, and pure in our actions and honorable with our attitude, always keeping the spirit of hope. That's that third H, hope, the attitude of hope in our heart. See, first, as we enter this home stretch, even in these last few days of 2012, we got to still keep hope alive. Oh, well, what is hope? See, hope, it is the desire with expectation of fulfillment. We expect the breakthrough this year because God promised it. We expect the overcoming faith of God to rule, reign, and abide. When you have hope, you have expectation. Remember, your altitude is determined by your attitude. How high you're soaring, eagle, is determined by those 6 inches between your ears. Do you keep hope alive in your attitude? God gave me this awesome revelation yesterday as I was ministering to our church family. For everyone's journey to destiny, for everyone's pilgrimage toward purpose, he reminded me, he said, first, Dr. B, God plants the seeds of faith. We start off with faith in our heart. You know, 1 Corinthians 12, 13 talks about in that 13th verse about faith hope and love, and the greatest of these is love. But he said, I got to first plant some seeds of faith. Some of y'all's ground is so follow hard, rock. You've let life make you bitter, not better. You've let problems poison you instead of seeing the purpose, eating the meat and spitting out the bone. First, God plants the seeds of faith in our hearts. Then we secondly must embrace the truth of God's word. Don't let facts dictate. The truth of God's word is by his stripes we are healed. The truth of God's word. I don't care how funny your money looks and how strange that change is. He's promised to be your Jehovah Yuri, your Jehovah Jireh, to give you the financial breakthrough you need. Ah, even when you feel alone and alienated, remember God has an appointment for you to fill an assignment that you are never alone because our Savior is with you. And when we embrace the truth of God's word and shake off some of those shallow facts and keep our eyes focused on the hills which come up our help, then thirdly, we can start the journey filling our spiritual tank with trusting in the Lord and his word, again, no matter what. Then we're able to keep putting one foot in front of the other, and I look up, a day's gone by, a week, a month, and here we are in December, and keep walking it out in one situation after another. You get through and you've built up some faith muscles. One circumstance after another, you've been able to see with the eyes of faith and walked through and got stronger. And then that fourth part, you're able then to proceed and persist, not growing weary and well-doing, not quitting and giving up, because you got the hope. That's where we were going. You have the hope in God in our hearts. See, in our culture, in America, there were some people and generations of people who hoped for a better day, saying that they may not see it, but their children's children will see it. Some of us, because of the eyes of faith that kept the hope alive. We're on a 44th president of color. Who would have thought it? Let's keep hope alive that our children's children will see a world that's full of the love of God and the dominion power of God ruling and reigning. How? By keeping the hope of God in our hearts. The other H is to develop habits. Which lead to success and victory. Remember, I've always taught you, habits are neuter. They're not good or bad. It's what you make of them that determines whether they're habits. Well, as Christians, let's just decide we want only success habits to strengthen us, to mature us. The habit of daily prayer, daily, as James 5:16 tells us, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed, because the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When we get serious, focused, and faithful about praying, our God shows up and our God shows out. The habit of daily Bible study, Joshua 1:8, meditating, chewing on God's word, then we'll have our way prosperous and we'll have good success. But a habit of daily, not once when it's a crisis, not the beginning of the year, you hadn't looked at it again until now. Daily feeding your spirit, feeding your mind, controlling your emotions with the word of God. And this last one, it's not a cuss word, the habit of a fasted lifestyle. Because I know some of y'all are thinking about all you go eat for these holidays. But that's all right. January's a coming and we go fast together. Because Matthew 17:21 tells us in the red, howbeit this kind goeth out not but by prayer and fasting. Let's get some habits of Bible study, of prayer, of living a fasted lifestyle. And the last H is we got to develop the attitude of always wanting to help others, to be a team player. Remember, team means together. Everyone achieves more. Remember, there's no letter I in team. in Ephesians 4, that 16th verse. That 16th verse was Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. In chapter 4, he reminded them that fitly joined together, we get it all done. The great thing about network marketing is it's not like corporate America. In network marketing, you must help others in order to be successful yourself. See, again, we must make that quality decision daily to be holy and pure. That's what holy really means, pure in our actions and honorable in our attitude. Do the right thing for the right reason. Be the living epistle, living a holy lifestyle that points back to Christ. And in our last minute, that tea and light. Oh, that's right. Give thanks in all things. Give God the praise. How do you have a heart full of thanks, Dr. V? Well, you decide. You make up your mind. You're going to trust. That's that other T. Trust in the Lord, whether you like it or not, whether it feels good or not, whether you understand it or not. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord. That's what I'm in about, wrap it around, embrace. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Sometimes our rational mind can't figure it out. We don't know how God's going to work it out. But we got to trust him and acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And when we praise God, it leads to the triumph, that T, over our enemy. I always quote the scripture in my warfare prayer every morning in Colossians 2, 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. We will, we decree and shall experience victory as we keep that attitude of gratitude, keeping our joy. We have a great tool with our gifts and our talents and artists, an opportunity we should be grateful for to be the light. We should be thankful for this vehicle which helps, changes looks, changes lives, and can change our financial future and legacy. But that last T for this series, but you got to talk. We got to talk about Jesus every opportunity we have to be a light through our conversation, because we have an internal, I-N, internal conviction. Then we'll have the external light of Christ shining big inside of us. Just like opening up our mouths to talk about Jesus, that's how we can be his ministers in the marketplace, as we open up our mouths to share about artists and how we benefit others with great health and how we create our legacy through generational wealth. Oh, talk about the good news of the gospel, and it'll open up other doors as people open up their heart. Decide today, I'm blessed to be a light and shed his light on others. And as we enter this Christmas Eve, many will celebrate it in church as we celebrate it with family. You ought to sing happy birthday to Jesus before this holiday is over. You ought to say, God, I love you. I thank you. It really is all about you. And I'm so glad. I'm honored to be your light so that I can shed the light, your light, on others. The light, love inside, giving heartfelt thanks to others. That's our assignment, that's our joy, that's our responsibility, to be his light to the world. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen, amen. I so received that. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. Minister Ada, will you please come forward and give our prayer request? Minister Ada, are you there? Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the word that has gone forward. We thank you, Lord God, because we want to be that light so that we can give your love to others. And Father, just as it was taught to us, and just as each one of us try, Lord God, based on the Holy Spirit that is in us, Lord. Let us continue to walk in that light. Let us continue to have your love and compassion. I thank you for every person that is on this call. I thank you for the prayer requests that have come forward, Father. We have prayed over your people, Lord God, and we believe your word. You are the one, Lord God, who has taken sickness away from Evangelist Beatty. You are the one, Lord God, who has made sure that you are protecting your daughter as she is in Israel. You are the one, Lord God, who, for those who are believing that you are providing all their needs, you will do it because you are their all-sufficiency. You, Father God, you are the one, Lord God, for those who may be depressed, those who may be lonely, you are the God of peace. You are their joy. You are their strength. You are their deliverer. You are their redeemer. You are the reason for the season. We thank you. We thank you. We honor you. We extol your greatness, Lord. We bless you for everything that you are doing. I thank you for every person that is on this call, Father God, that as we go out this day, Lord, we will be that minister in the marketplace. We will be a blessing to others. We will be that light that dispels darkness. We want to be convicted inside, internally, Lord God, so that we can be the love of Jesus for others, just as Dr. Vanessa has said. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, we bless you, and we thank you. Family, it's a day to just go out, continue serving your God, your King, the Lord of Lords, King Jesus. Remember the motivational call. The number again is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Don't forget the website for Evangelist Gwen Beatty, www.fillabottlesavealife.com. Dr. Vanessa, will you please come forward and will you give us our benediction?
Amen. Thank you so much. I'm going to again ask so many of you all are on the line. We love you. We appreciate you. I am really making a very special appeal as a birthday gift, being Jesus' hands extended. As Minister Robin has just said, even if it's $10, if all of you all will go on right now who are on this board and just go to fillabottlesavealife.com and seed at least $10, we can be a blessing of filling up several bottles today, which will be an awesome gift. I know some of you all have heard us make this announcement for months and have never gone to that website. I am appealing to you. Even at our anniversary, October 25th, we didn't even ask for our ministry, because that's what this is. We asked you to direct it to Evangelist Gwen Beatty, and I'm really feeling led of my heart to ask you again to please, each and every one of you, as you're buying gifts, as you're doing everything else you do online, to go and make a difference in her life today and watch God multiply it back to you 100-fold. Thank you so much in advance for all of you who will already, I know, go and do just that this morning. Spirit of the living God, we thank you today. Happy birthday, Jesus, and we thank you for what you did for us over 2,000 years ago. And we embrace this truth, this word today, and we have decided, decreed, and declared over our lives that we will go out and be the eternal flame, the light of Christ that warms others' hearts, that draws many to you, to go into those dark places and shine brightly, opening up our mouths, letting others know it's all about you. You are the reason for the season, and you still heal, you still deliver, you still set the captives free. We celebrate our artist family, and we thank you for the many blessings that you've given us as an artist family. And as we leave this call, that never, ever, ever your presence continue to go with us. Comfort those who may even feel alone during this season. Let them feel your warm cloak of embrace right now. Just bring the joy of the Lord in each and every one of our hearts, and we will share it
with others, always pointing those back to you. Now, we thank you for what you've done, always excited about what you're doing, and with that heart of hope, we look forward to what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go out and have an awesome day. Again, be the minister in the marketplace, remembering that we are always better together. Bye-bye.